certainly need the Lord every hour. And I'm glad, for one, that he is available to us every hour. I want to thank Brother Prowell for directing our singing in such a meaningful way and for selecting relevant, meaningful songs. Grateful for Brother Gary Davis for reading our scripture lesson and Brother Solomon for leading us in our prayer. And we are thankful to you for your presence. But most of all, we are thankful to God, our Heavenly Father, for allowing us to be here this evening, that we might continue and conclude our worship to him on this Lord's Day. My wife is having some problems this evening under the weather. She's not able to be here this evening. She really hated to not be here, but keep her, please, in your prayers. I want to continue to remember all of those who are on our sick and shut-in list, including Brother William Prowell, who has been under the weather for the last several days. Wanted very much to be here today, but was not able to be here. This is the first Lord's Day of 2016, the very first Sunday, and we look forward to God blessing us with a prosperous and enriching and growth-producing year in 2016. Turn in your Bibles, please, to the scripture lesson that was read. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. I want to have you think along with me for a few minutes, using as our theme, seeing the unseen in 2016. Seeing the unseen in 2016. Now, some might wonder, how can you see the unseen? If it's unseen, how can you see it? You can see it through the eyes of faith. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 16 through 18, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. The outward man, of course, is the physical man, the man that can be perceived with the physical senses. You can look at me with your physical eyes and see my physical body. You can recognize my physical traits and characteristics. You can describe the physical man because you are capable of physically viewing the physical man. Now, sight is a marvelous gift that has been bestowed upon us by God. And I never cease to marvel at the wonderful capabilities and capacities of the physical eye. It's a marvelous organism, and God designed it. It enables us to see things, but in order for us to see, there must be the medium of light available, which enables us to see. Since I've had cataract surgery and had some subsequent challenges and difficulties with my vision, now they put an artificial lens in my left eye, and I have a warranty card in my bill folder. This lens is supposed to last from now on. Now, how long is now on? I don't know. I would like to think it's 30 or maybe 40 years from now. Of course, it might not be. But ever how long it lasts, it has, for practical purposes, a lifetime warranty. And it enables me to see more clearly than I was enabled to see prior to the surgery that I experienced. But my point is, we can see so many physical things with the physical eyes. We can gaze upon the face of our mothers. We can see the sunset. We can look at the mountains near the close of the day. We can look at the beautiful, colorful flowers. And I love flowers. I love colors. You know, with HD TV, we are enabled to see things in high definition, things that seem almost brighter and more brilliant than real life itself. These 1080p and even the 720p, that's talking about the density and the clarity with which you can see the picture on the screen. But it's just fascinating to me, the brilliant colors, the details, the brightness and the beauty of the images that are projected on the screen. We can see those with great clarity. But we need to be aware, we need to understand that the visible to the physical eye does not constitute the totality of reality. There are things we can see, true enough, but there are also things that we cannot see, but we can see them. Sounds contradictory, doesn't it? There are things we cannot see or perceive with the physical eyes, but we can look through the eyes of faith. There's a very fascinating passage over in the book of 2 Kings. 2 Kings, chapter 6. And I just want to look at verses 16 and 17. Notice 2 Kings 6, 16 and 17. And he answered, this is Elisha, fear not, for they were surrounded by the enemy. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. The young man that was accompanying the prophet, he wondering, where are they?
So they are,
they that are with us are more numerous. They that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, listen now, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. But the young man couldn't see them at first. They were invisible to him. He was incapable of visualizing them. But the old prophet Elisha perceptively, he was aware of the presence of those that were with them. And I'm sure that relieved some stress in the heart of his young companion. I'm sure that by him being able to see that which had previously been unseen, imbued him with renewed confidence and courage, and drained the trepidation and fear from the reservoir of his heart. I'm sure he was able in a manner to relax because he could now see that which had previously been unseen. There are unseen realities filling this building currently. You say, surely that's not true. I said they're unseen. I don't see nothing. There are plenty of realities that are here. Now, before I go further, I want you to turn to Colossians chapter 1. Turn to Colossians chapter 1. And while you're turning there, going back to 2 Kings 6, realize that we can live life with renewed courage, that we can banish a spirit of fear and uncertainty when we are unable to see the unseen. You know, you don't have to worry about different things that pose visible physical threats to you. Why? Because you can see that which is unseen. You don't have to worry. But I just want to emphasize for a moment the fact that things that are invisible are just as real as things that are visible. Colossians 1, 14, describing Christ, and it's a wonderful thing, in whom, that is in Christ, we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Now, verse 15, this is Colossians 1, who is the image of the invisible God. God is invisible. You can't see him. And he is the basis for all reality. Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. this does not refer to a time of beginning. This refers to the rank of Christ, his position. He has the position of one who was first born. See, the Jehovah's Witnesses and others, they want to claim that at one time Jesus was created, that he is a created being. That's not so. And they'll go right here and they say, well, he is the firstborn of every creature. This is not talking about space and time. It's not talking about the reality of something happening at a certain point in time. Is giving reference to his position as a part of the Godhead. Now, we can understand this truth when we look further. Look at verse 16. This is talking about Christ. For by him were all things created. By him were all things created. If he created all things, that excludes him from being a created being. John 1:1 verifies it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. The Word was with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Jesus was the means by which all things were created. Notice now he says, for by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth. Now here it is. Visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him. That excludes him from being created. He's always existed. He is eternal. He is God. He's always been a reality. Now, the Jehovah Witnesses in the New World Translation, you see, they just take unwarranted, unjustifiable, illegal liberties in their translation. Now, what they say, by him were all other things created, butchering the original language to justify their false interpretation. Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, affirms, for by him were all things created. Not all other things, but all things. Anything and everything that was created by Christ. That are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible. So there are some invisible realities that we can't see in this world, but we still can perceive them. We know that they exist. We know they are. We know they do. And you say, Brother Jones, how do you know that? You're talking about realities that are unseen? And you're saying that there are all kinds of realities in here tonight? You say, I don't believe it none. Well, let me tell you. How many of you have cell phones? Anybody? Okay, you got a cell phone. I got a cell phone. Do you know how cell phones enable us to communicate and to hear sounds? Radio waves. If you have a phone, I could call you, any of you who have a cell phone right now, and I just dial your number, and your phone will ring. And you could pick it up and say, hello. I'll say, hey, how are you? I'm doing fine. I'm not going to call anybody. But I have done that in a gospel meeting. I called my wife just to verify the reality of what I was affirming. Now, so the cell phone, it operates on radio waves. Can you see them? No, you can't see them. Does that nullify the reality? No, they are just as real. you've heard the story about, and this is supposed to be a true story, the children bought their aged mama a cell phone. They said, "Mama, now you can use this whenever you need to. Say, you can call us if you have any problems or if you have any emergency, you can call us." And they said, "Don't just be talking on this phone." And so Granny got to talking to her friends and some of her grandchildren, and she just talked up a storm. She was so excited having that cell phone. A month later, when the bill came, the children came to her. They said, "Mama, this bill is $500. You've been talking to a whole bunch of folks, and they are charging us $500. Mama, we told you just use the phone when you had an emergency or when something was important or just every now and then." And Granny's eyes lit up. She said, "How do they know?" She said, "This thing ain't attached to nothing." She couldn't see the radio waves. She didn't know how the phone kept up with the data that was used and the minutes that were used. As far as she was concerned, how will they know? Because it ain't attached to nothing. They were able to perceive the invisible. And Granny's children had to pay the bill. I don't know if they took Granny's phone or not. I'm sure they warned her sternly and yet lovingly, "Mama, you got to stop talking to everybody because it's costing us." Right now, if you had a television in here with one of those special digital antennas, you can pick up even HD signals. The signals are in here. They're in here. A radio, you could pick up WLAC, WTN, Bot Radio Network. You can pick up all kinds of radio stations. "Well, where are the radio waves? They're right in here. I don't see them." Well, you don't suppose to see them. You can't see them. But if you have the right equipment, you can pick up on it. If you have the right equipment, if you have the right perspective, the right vision, you are enabled to see the unseen. Now, most of y'all have microwaves at home, don't you? Yeah, I believe y'all have microwaves. They use them pretty much. I saw a sign in a lady's kitchen said, "I got no time for misbehaving since I've started microwaving." I don't know if that's you or not, but now we used to get the popcorn, Gervais, to get the bag of popcorn, microwavable popcorn. You open the door, put it in there, press the few buttons, turn it on, the light comes on, and then that little carousel starts turning around, and you listen. In just a few minutes, pop, 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 you want to, "Hey, what's happening? I don't see nothing but the bag. But this corn is popping. The bag is expanding. The bag is growing. What's causing that? Microwaves. I don't see no microwaves." That does not diminish their reality. They are right there. They are heating that corn from the inside so hot that it pops. And if you leave it in there too long, what will happen to it? It'll burn. But how do it do it? Because you can't see it. It's just as real. And I'm just using these as illustrations to point out that there are spiritual realities that we can't see, but we see them through the eyes of faith.
sight. In walking by faith, what you're doing is you are seeing the unseen. And I want us to focus more on the unseen in 2016 than we do the seen. See, it's so easy to get caught up and wrapped up in the physical things of this world. So we have to constantly fight against it. Things that we can see, things that we can perceive with our physical senses. It's so easy for us to become fixated on them and to expend more energy than we should in seeking the acquisition of those things that are visible. But now, Paul said, 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 18, the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. I was talking to some Jehovah Witnesses once, and they said that the earth is going to last forever. God's going to establish a paradise on it. I said, oh, he is, huh? I said, the earth is going to be destroyed, according to 2 Peter chapter 3. It's no, the earth is going to be here from now on. Nothing will ever happen to the earth. And I had him to read this passage, for the things that are seen are temporal. I said, now you can read it in the New World Translation, your Bible. What does it say? Now what it says literally in the New World Translation, for the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal. I asked him one single solitary question. I said, can you see the earth? He said, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to trick me. I said, no, I just ask you one question. Can you see the earth? He said, I'm not going to answer. I said, why not? All I'm asking you is one question. Can you see the earth? He said, you're trying to trick me. I said, no, I'm not trying to trick you. I'm trying to get you to admit the truth. In your translation, the record says the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal. He packed up his stuff and left. He took off because he knew that there was no rational explanation to validate his position and to make his doctrinal point. Seeing the unseen in 2016. We want to focus more on spiritual realities this year. Can we do it? You know, I was talking about the outward man perishes. You know, I know my outward man is perishing. Every time I feel an ache in my knees, I know my outward man is perishing. Every time I see an increase in the number of gray hairs on my noggin, my head, I know my outward man is perishing. Every time I have to go and get a new glasses prescription or have some surgery or have something done to my eyes, I know my outward man is perishing. But Paul says, though the outward man perishes, the inward man is renewed day by day. You see, the me you see is not the me that makes me me. The me that makes me is not the me that you see, but the me that is inside of me. That's the inward man, the spiritual man. What is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for a soul? You can't see a soul, you can't see a spirit, but it's real, and it is in reality the essence of what makes you you.
basic passage and we'll close. Hebrews 11:1. We mentioned it this morning. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And what else? The evidence of things not seen. That's what faith is all about. And we want to walk by it. You know, don't allow the physical things to bother you. Don't allow those things to get you down. Don't allow those things to discombobulate you. Don't allow them to disturb you. Ever look to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Keep your eyes on the heavenly home. I can't see it. You don't have to see it. It's real. Look at it through the eyes of faith. Seeing the unseen in 2016. Will you make that commitment tonight? If you are here and you are a child of God, and you have begun to walk more by sight than by faith, why not recommit yourself to walking preeminently by faith rather than sight? If you have fallen into a state of unfaithfulness, why not renew your relationship with the Lord?